Okay, this is for the archives, and can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. They want to record early years of your gallery and your life, and so I thought we might start with a biography a little bit. Born in Berlin, I know, I looked up, and...
In a suburb of Berlin in 1912, January 1912.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And was your family dealers or
my
involved
family,
in the art world?
My parents got married in 1910 and started on their honeymoon to buy contemporary French art.
Really?
There's Picasso and stuff.
Picasso, that early?
Yeah, 1910. That was not so early.
And,
well, they were friends of Kahnweiler and so when they got back, they had Mies van der Rohe build them a house in the suburb. And that's the house in which I was born. And then they put these things on their walls in Zehlendorf. And people, friends came and said, well, that's nice. I'd like to have something like that. And they said, well, by all means, if you want to have it, we'll sell it to you and we'll go back to Paris and buy some more. And that's how it started in 1910.
I see. So were they friends with the Steins as well, Gertrude Stein at least?
They knew them, they were not friendly.
They knew them.
Yeah.
And when
there weren't that many people in those days,
that's
you know,
for sure.
To be interested. So everybody knew everybody. That was
So when you were young, you not only grew up with the paintings around, but did you meet the artists as well?
No. No, not at first. No. Mm-hmm. That was kept very separate. And children were not to be seen.
But you were able to see. What paintings were in your house when you were young?
Oh, yeah.
Which ones do you remember?
Yes,
do you have a memory of particular works when you were a child?
There is a probably apocryphal story that when my parents sold the big blue Picasso of the Noce de Pierrette, that and it was taken from the wall, that I started to cry. That's an apocryphal story, I'm sure, because I'm sure I couldn't have cared less.
Well, there's usually a hint of truth.
There are other reasons
to
cry.
Yes, like what?
I was very unhappy as a child.
In what way? Why? Family or school or circumstances?
I couldn't wait to be a grown-up and have nobody tell me what to do.
So you think more unhappy than normal childhood, Mellon?
I have no idea. I only know one childhood.
So you went to school then in Germany?
No. I had a brother who was just a year older than I, and we were privately brought up because my parents thought that the German school system was too patriotic. They didn't like that idea.
They were right.
They were right. Anyway, we were privately brought up. And then when I was 12, I was sent to an institution in Lausanne called Lycée Jacquard. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things, international things, where people who want to bring up their children in an international way send them. It's miserable, but you learn languages. And that was from 12 to 14. And then at age 14, I did go for 2 years to school in Berlin to get the degree that one has to get to go to university.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to university and studied art history.
And who did you study art history with in the university? Which university?
Well, first I went to Hamburg, and then I went to Munich, mm-hmm. and then I studied in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember any of the professors. They were non-existent as far as I was concerned.
So the date was the 30s?
This was the university.